If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, we always love to kick off the week with some good news. The snowfall warning, that may be good news or not, depending on how much you like the snow. Some people like it, but we have some better news. So, Andy, what do you have?
Yeah, so the next time you need someone to do you a favor, I've got a little trick for you that could boost your chances of getting a yes.
Okay.
Sam, you're going to be moving in the next little while. Maybe you need some help from us to help you move.
Sure.
And this is going to make you not feel guilty about manipulating somebody. Right after you ask them for their favor, give them the option of declining by saying something like, totally cool if you say no, or if you're not available, don't worry about it, it's okay.
I don't know if that's good advice.
Doesn't matter how you say, you just have to clearly give them the option of saying no. And here's why it works. It works because it puts them at ease and it makes them feel like nothing's being forced on them. And they also, if they choose to say yes, it's because they chose to.
Yeah, I think you have to, I think that is good advice, depending on the person you're dealing with. I've had to ask Sam for help around my condo a couple of times in the past few years. And I will tell you, if I didn't end it with like, please, I really need you, he would have been like, peace.
Well, there's outliers to every situation.
I would have given him the option. He would have been like, okay, I'm going to take that one. I'm going to not do it.
This was a study in France. They tested it out by people just walking around, people on the street. Somebody was asking for change for the bus fare, and it increased the chances of people giving them change for a bus.
I could see that working with you, with Andy. Yeah. Like, I could feel the need to give you sort of the option at the end and not make you feel like you have to do it. Okay, good advice.
And I'm going to need some help moving, by the way, but if you're not available, totally cool.
Yeah, thanks.
This third grader from Florida really put a smile on my face this morning. After humming and hawing for a week, he wasn't convinced that his teacher was making enough money. They're not paid very well in Florida, I suppose.
Well, teachers are never paid enough.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So what he decided to do was give her a folder. And in the folder was a little note saying, I don't think that my teachers are getting paid for what they do. And so will you accept this gift? And he had a little envelope, a little Ziploc bag with $15 of his own money that he gave to his teacher.
Oh my gosh.
And she was just overwhelmed with emotion. He said, she said she was very happy. It felt really good. And he made her day.
Obviously. Nice. Yeah. Kids are so generous. We get jaded as we grow older. That is so sweet.
Totally.
Yeah.
Did she keep the money though? Or did she take the money from the kid?
I feel kind of bad taking the money.
Exactly.
Get an ice cream or something.
All right. Does becoming a dad really cause men to mature? So they have done some research, and I wanted to share this with you, Sam, because you just announced last week that you are going to be becoming a dad to a baby girl in April. And they concluded that becoming a father for the first time really does make men grow up, at least a little bit. So this transformative effect of fatherhood particularly stands out among men in their mid-20s and early 30s. So not when you have kids really, really young.
Right.
But once they become dads, they're more likely to drink a lot less, curb their drinking habit.
My girlfriend's going
to
be happy about that one.
That didn't happen this weekend. Apparently we have to wait till the baby's here. Quit smoking, a lot more likely to quit smoking.
Okay.
Or even quit crime. People who are involved in criminal activity once they become a dad are more likely to turn their backs on
it. Yeah, Sam.
Awesome.
So they said when men around this age become fathers, they've matured to the point when they're really willing to embrace fatherhood and leave all of their bad habits behind.
So I don't necessarily have to worry about a criminal record growing up.
Are you going to quit crime by April?
Oh, that's a tough one. I have a couple habits I'm sure Josie would like me to kick, so we'll see how it goes. But
the Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So we've all seen those people in public who totally bend and sort of maneuver around the rules to make them work for them, right? I don't know if it was because of this impending storm. I don't know what was going on, but I went to the grocery store in Griffintown around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, and I've never in 4 years have I seen it so busy. The lineups were down the aisles.
I think it is because of the weather today. Yeah, people were worried that they wouldn't be able to get out.
Was
today
it like
to
that in Broussard?
Shopping.
Did you go out yesterday?
I did actually. I went out probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock. I was shocked how busy it was everywhere
it was
we went. Yeah.
Like everything was picked through. I couldn't get a bottle of water. It was really tough.
Crazy.
Anyway, I went in the 12 items or less lineup because I just had a few things that I needed to pick up.
Right.
And the woman in front of me, and I have never in my life seen this happen before. You could text us this morning at 92925. I've never. She had about 25, maybe 30 items, I would say, in her cart.
A little more than 12.
Way more than 12.
Okay.
And she put the items through in two orders so that she technically had, well, closer to 12 items or less.
This really got under your skin.
Well, yeah. Yes, not yours.
Did you say anything? Not really.
No, I'm not. Would you have said something? I'm not the type.
I would have said something so fast.
Really?
Oh, so fast. Yeah.
No, I keep my mouth shut and just, but I was judging her, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
I feel like the 12 items or less is more of a guideline than a hard rule. I mean, if you're telling me that you get up to that cash and you realize you have 13 items, are you going to switch lines at that point?
Like, 13? But you know what? If there were huge lineups, I would. If there weren't really anybody standing around, maybe I'd take my 13 or 14 items because there's plenty of room for everyone. But this was a situation where people with four items and three items were waiting in this long lineup for this lady to go through and make her secret sauce. I don't know what she's thinking. But you know, I think the rules are there to make life easier for certain people. And sometimes we are the people that the rules are for. And sometimes we're not, unfortunately. Yeah. When we have big, huge orders, we're not the person who the 12 items or less lineup is for. So to bend those rules, like, sure, it's not against the law. I understand that. I don't think she needs to be arrested, but I find it very self-serving. And I think that's why I judged her in that moment.
But also, if you're, you know, if you can be creative and work around the rules, I mean, good on you. Like, there are loopholes, and sometimes your creativity will surpass.
But you know, instantly I was like, I thought maybe she's a really like hardworking mom who's just late for something or exhausted by life. But as I looked around the grocery store, I figured there were a lot of people around there feeling the exact same way.
Exactly.
There was a really old man behind me with just his milk and his bread.
She should have at least let him go in front of her.
She should have gotten her own lineup. She should have been in her own lineup.
Well, I have an idea for you, Nikki. Maybe you should just not go on the days where it's complete mayhem and go on the days
it's hard to know that, apparently.
This text from Kim says, as someone who worked at IGA, the cashiers or manager are supposed to tell the lady to change the lines. But I've never seen that happen. Yeah, well, because they're dealing with somebody. They don't, by the time they see that somebody's got too many items, it's too late. They've already got their items on the conveyor belt.
It's partly that. It's also, to be fair, he was like a 16-year-old guy. Like, is he really going to start that conversation with this woman who could be his mother?
I don't think they're paid enough to care, to be honest.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. How's it going? Wonderful. Who's this?
This is Sandra.
Sandra, what do you think of this woman who split her items into two orders so she could go in the 12 items or less lineup?
Oh, come on, woman. Seriously. It's wrong. And I'm the type of person, like Andy, I would make a remark or just say, oh, my God, I thought this was 12 items or less. I must be in the wrong lane.
No. And
you do it in a way that makes you sound like super nice and just kind of clueless.
Exactly. And then they look at you like, oh, my God, I'm so stupid. Yes, you are stupid. Now get your ass out of the way.
Oh, you are harsh. Oh.
I don't want to be in front of you, but harsh. In line.
No, but it's not fair for the people, like you said, who have a bread and a milk. At least let them pass first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Nice about it.
But exactly.
Stuff like that. No.
Sandra, thank you so much for chatting with us, and thanks for listening.
Have a great day. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Okay, so Sam, you mentioned that I should just avoid the grocery store during the really, really busy times.
Yeah, keep your sanity.
So it's actually not Sunday afternoons that's the busiest. It's Saturday.
Oh,
Saturday around midday, they say the grocery store should be avoided at all costs.
Yeah.
Which day would you guess is the least busy day, though?
Oh, maybe on a Friday?
No, not a Friday.
When I worked at grocery stores, it was always middle of the week, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Wednesday, exactly.
Really? Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday specifically. But Monday to Thursday is, and they say you should go really early or really late if you want to avoid people as well.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Helped you out.
You know what I'm doing on Wednesday then.
Grocery shopping. I think there are good discounts midweek too, actually.
Right?
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So this man is taking Madonna to court, and we want to know if you think he's got a point at all. You can text us at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. All right, tell me if you think this guy has a point. He's literally suing Madonna, taking her to court, because Madonna changed the start time of her show. It's a show that's coming up in Las Vegas, December 17th. It was originally supposed to begin at 8:30, which is pretty normal time for a concert to begin, but she changed the start time for that show and some others as well to 10:30 at night.
Wow.
So this guy is saying, I don't want to be up that late, and the tickets aren't worth as much now either. He's saying he won't get as much money as he paid for them, and so he's actually taking Madonna to court for this.
I don't know if he has a case, really. I mean, when you are going to a sports game, if there's if the weather is bad, it can be postponed. Like, these are not hard start times.
Yeah.
Artists run into malfunctions. There could be technical things going wrong. I mean, there's a million things that could set it that can make it late or, you know, have a later start time. So I don't know. It just sort of comes to the territory. You kind of take the gamble.
I think on the surface, it seems kind of stupid to me. I'm like, dude, the world doesn't revolve around you. Like, yeah. get over it. But then when I actually thought, like, he spent over $1,000 on these tickets.
Wow.
So let's say I shell out over $1,000 worth of my money and we get up really early during the week. Suddenly it changes to 10:30 or 11 and that changes like the whole experience for me. I'm not going to have any drinks now with friends because I'm going to be out too late. Like, so I maybe he has a little bit of a point when I think of it that way.
Yeah, I get the whole assumed risk thing and all that sort of stuff. But and I don't think he's going to win necessarily either. But I wish more people would sue artists, would sue magicians.
Why?
Well, because we've all been to concerts that have started late for some stupid reason.
Oh my gosh,
and
yeah.
You're sitting there for an hour, 2 hours, and we've all got lives. Yeah, we all have to get up the next day and go to jobs.
I've spent a solid 12 hours of my life waiting for Travis Scott to take the stage at different concerts.
It's ridiculous.
Multiple times. Yeah.
So somebody needs to hold all these artists and all these musicians accountable for once.
It's
good
not going to happen, though. People are they're still going to do what they want. You know, you see them backstage in their documentaries. Like, they're living, they're just eating. You think they're, like, rushing there and something major has happened. It's not true.
No, that's
they're literally like, I'm going to sit down and eat a turkey dinner.
Yeah,
so,
a little matcha tea.
Like, we are on their timeline, and they don't care. I don't think it's going to change anything at all, and I'd be really surprised if this guy gets any money out of it. But you never know. Crazier things have happened in the U.S. for sure.
Yeah, not a dime. Hope he enjoys the show, though.
Well, his first mistake was spending $1,000 on Madonna tickets. I mean, that's...
Why? Well,
in Vegas?
Yeah, her shows are weird now. She's like transformed into this weird artist. I don't know what's going on with her.
She's always been weird.
Right, okay.
But anytime we talk about Madonna, like on air, off air, that's all Sam has to say. She's so weird.
Look at her Twitter and her Instagram. I don't know what's going on.
You know what's bad when someone's too weird for Sam?
Right,
that says a lot.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.